Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Oh, it was a jolly good time in London. I don't think there's anybody that would argue that fact, Mr. David. The Bears not only win, the Bears dominate, and the Bears looked awful good, and they got a lot of big performances from a lot of very good football players.
Starting with quarterback. Good morning, Mully. Happy Monday, and we'll talk about it all week. We have the bye week to bask in the Bears' latest victory. They enter the bye week 4-2. We have ourselves a season. That's what yesterday confirmed.
Yeah.
Definitely. You come into the year, expectations were enormous, the hype was real, and then they fizzled a little bit. You have the season opener, but you have a couple games where you start to question everything you thought you knew about the Bears. You start to wonder if all of the hype was definitely justified or not. What yesterday did was justify a lot of the hype going in. 4-2 in this division, 4-2 against the soft portion of your schedule is exactly where you needed to be, and I think where most people thought the Bears could be if things went well. And yesterday, Caleb Williams took command and took another step forward.
Yeah, little doubt about that. I mean, it's, you know, you wanna find some sort of weird Bears record or rookie record in the NFL. It came to a point where I'm following Twitter and I'm just laughing out loud because there's so many weird since 1956. It was back in 1942. Where all of these kind of weird Bears / Caleb Williams records are coming from. I mean, gosh, it's been a long time since the Bears have had a quarterback develop over the course of a season. And you saw a player yesterday with 4 touchdowns. Could have had 5. You know, I'll stop myself.
Could have had 5.
Could have had 6.
Probably so.
Probably could have had a touchdown if he had done what Kurt Warner said, thrown for the pylon. When DJ Moore was clear, but man, it was fun.
That there even seem a little made up, like this one.
That's right.
Caleb Williams is the first player in NFL history with at least 3 passing TDs and 50 rushing yards in an international game.
That's insane.
He is the international man of mastery.
Yeah. There were so many things like that. So many oddities. We should put together a list of them. Maybe we'll do that a little bit later in the program and just read you some
the
of
two
these
big
things.
Picture ones that do make sense and do kind of speak to what we're talking about offensively, all of the scrutiny and Shane Waldron, and we'll get into all of that stuff later and throughout the show in week, but back-to-back 30-point outputs for the first time since 2013.
Yep.
And as you referenced, this is the first time the Bears have scored 5 offensive touchdowns in consecutive weeks for the first time since 1956.
You know what I love about that one? They've scored 5 touchdowns during that period, but they've had a pick 6 or Devin Hester has had a return or whatever it might be.
Defense, special teams, the formula.
This was the offense.
See, I think that's what makes this a little bit different than past Bears seasons that we're anticipating or past Bears, just the tradition. This is what's different about this team. We just talked about it. It's Caleb Williams. We have talked about Bears teams before that might have playoff aspirations or look legitimate 6 games in. It's because of their defense. It's because of the special teams. And certainly this defense looks special. It's holding teams out of the end zone. Scoring defense is as good as it has been since 2006. But we're used to seeing that.
Yes.
We've seen it before. We've seen good special teams before, return guys in field position battles and winning the hidden yardage game. What we haven't seen is a quarterback capable of taking over the way that Caleb Williams can take over.
Yeah, I think that his improvement continued before everyone's eyes, and I think it's fun. I had heard that, you know, we know we played the cuts. DJ Moore called him bossy. Mm-hmm. And then he said, does he mean sassy? And it was funny, but the whole thing. But apparently Caleb was in the room when DJ Moore was calling him bossy. So we'll talk to DJ hopefully this morning about that. DJ,
it was more razzing than it was anything.
Yeah, it was like two teammates having fun.
Which is a good sign.
But it's also, it speaks to the leadership. And it speaks to the fact that Caleb Williams is stepping into a role. He's becoming more comfortable, let's say, in a role as leader of the football team.
It also speaks to the comfort level that one has with the other, that you can see him in the room and try to poke some fun at him in a good-natured way that teammates communicate. And you don't do that if there's an awkwardness. You don't do that if there's kind of a problem with communication.
You need that fact to feel really good about it, right? You need that fact to feel like, oh, yeah, that's right. You know, it's just two guys kind of going out.
Yeah.
Add a little bit. DJ is scheduled to be on at 8 o'clock this morning. He's such a good dude, and he has confirmed that he will be on. I just wonder if he'll be on.
I mean, I do too.
They left after the game.
What time did they get back, do you think?
Let's just do some quick math. So
they probably got wheels up at what? 2 o'clock? 3 o'clock?
Well, but that's not London time. It's like 9 o'clock, you're saying. So
but I'm talking about local time.
Local time.
Because the game was over at noon. Wheels up at 3.
Okay, so
then they got home about 10 o'clock last night.
Yes.
Okay. All right, so
maybe
conceivably he will be up and on the phone. Hopefully he'll be able to
I want to know how good that flight was.
I want to know how good the week was, because they stayed at a place that was a very idyllic countryside setting. And Matt Eberflus referred to it as training camp. And you can see why there would be some bonding opportunities when you're in the middle of a countryside. You're not in the heart of London.
Well, thank God.
Yes,
because there are plenty of players that you know, the horse has gotten out of the barn, shall we say. It is not very difficult to kind of get on a tear a little bit if you know where you're going. The license is an early one, but there are a lot of clubs that are open all night long, so you just got to know where to go.
Yeah, and they didn't have that problem or those distractions.
Exactly.
And they definitely used it as an opportunity to create one and build on what I think they believe is one of their strengths, and that's the camaraderie, that's the leadership, and that's the chemistry of this football team, which I think is pretty real. It's not invented. It doesn't seem inauthentic. It doesn't seem forced. This is a bunch of guys that are of high football character, and you see that playing itself out week in and week out. And that's, I think, why, in retrospect, at the bye week, as you kind of take stock, you look back. I don't know that there's any – I struggle with the term good loss sometimes.
Yeah.
But I wonder if they would have made the changes to their offense, and I wonder if they would be as far along as they are offensively had they not struggled and lost that game in Indy. That could be, in retrospect, they woke up.
It's fair to say that was a turning point.
They woke up.
And they you know, came to play since then. Again, I got to be careful, because they're not playing – the greatest football teams ever assembled.
No, they're not.
So we got to be careful about it. And we are taking that into account, believe me. But there is no denying the fact that this team has gotten better. Their quarterback's getting better. Confidence is growing, which is all you need in a football season to become a very dangerous team. He's getting better. He's growing. Their team around him, They are reacting well to each other. They do have the weaponry that we've talked about. It was on display in London for certain. And I think that this has the potential to improve. I think the bye's coming at the right time because of the number of injuries. The secondary's really beaten up. Lost another player to a hamstring. Kyler Gordon, lost your long snapper. That's a big deal to see Cole Kmet not only have like a great day where he catches a couple touchdowns, he's also snapping on all the extra points and the field goals. Did you notice they did not attempt a punt after the
they did not
Scott
punt after
Daly
the injury.
Yeah, he hurt his knee.
Torrey Taylor punted twice with an average of 61.5 yards. He was booming, but they didn't have to force Cole Kmet into a position where he had to snap on punts. He did a nice job on extra points. Apparently, a couple high snaps, according to Eberflus.
According to Pat, did you see Pat Manley went online, and it was pretty funny.
It's one of those things, though, where he comes through in the clutch because he had to. You look in the secondary, Josh Blackwell, Jalen Jones, they have big games because they had to. This is a team that's depth has been tested because of injuries. They get a week off to recover.
Yep.
You wonder if Tyrique Stevenson or Brisker or Kyler Gordon, are those long-term or extended injuries where they're going to miss time? I don't know.
I'm just talking with Patrick and Nolan yesterday. That is a lifetime. 2 weeks is a lot of time in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of treatments and a lot of I would be surprised. You're absolutely right. If you got a hamstring, if it's bad, there's no way you're coming back in 2 weeks. But I really do believe that there are thousands of things that the league can do, that people can do to help rehab.
You just don't want it to linger.
No, you don't want it to linger.
And with the concussion, it's very difficult to know.
That's a bad one.
Don't know if that is something you can just pencil him in or not.
Yeah.
Every concussion person recovers at their own pace, which makes tonight's Monday Night Football game interesting with Josh Allen, but we'll get to that later. With the Bears, they feel like they could use this off week. It comes at a really opportune time for people to get healthy and also for them to recalibrate and for Caleb Williams to reset. Now, are we going to see the version of him the rest of the season that we've seen the last three games? Because if so, that's what makes people so excited. Or is he going to take a turn and maybe a half step back at times because he still is a rookie and he's going to be, you're going to be susceptible to those kind of setbacks.
Yeah, you always figure there's a clunker out there somewhere when you're talking about a young player, but we haven't seen it yet. I don't think we've really seen a clunker. So I don't know. He now has 9 touchdowns on the year to 5 interceptions. That's pretty good touchdown to interception ratio. 4 more touchdowns yesterday, the 1 interception.
It's the presence of mind, too.
I mean,
it's the presence of mind. It's the eyes. How about when they broke down the eyes?
Oh, that
wasn't,
I mean,
that phenomenal?
Yeah.
You could follow his eyes.
Kurt Warner apparently fell in love with Brenda looking at her.
Yeah.
That was so awesome.
Wasn't that funny?
I love that.
Yeah.